This is VOA News via a modem. Tommy McNeil. North Korea's leader is praising his country's nuclear capability and warning about provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the test of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile confirms that his country has another reliable and maximum capacity weapon to contain outside threats. State media also reports that Kim warned the United States and its allies that their alleged provocative steps could lead to their self-destruction. Kim reportedly oversaw the launch of the missile. The regime's neighbors said they detected Friday's launch of an ICBM that showed a potential ability to reach anywhere in the United States. The launch was part of the North's ongoing barrage of missile tests. I'm Norman Hall.
A recent boost in titles for the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has proven crucial to shielding him from a U.S. lawsuit in the killing of a U.S.-based journalist. The Biden administration told a federal judge in Washington that Prince Mohammed's standing as prime minister means he has legal immunity from the lawsuit brought by the fiancé of the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. intelligence community says the Saudi Crown Prince approved the 2018 killing of the Washington Post columnist. And the Biden administration and many legal experts agree that the prime minister post conveys immunity from U.S. courts, but critics called the title change a cynical ploy to evade U.S. courts. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry has tested positive for COVID-19 at UN climate talks in Egypt. A spokeswoman says he is experiencing mild symptoms and continues to work by phone. The late Friday news comes as talks are headed into the weekend as the Friday deadline came and passed. A new draft decision from the Egyptian presidency came out Friday morning, half the size of Thursday's 20-page document.